you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say no,
it wasn't I.
And
it was someone else.
Wasn't me.
I might say it wasn't me, but I would more. I'd be more inclined to say it wasn't I.
You got from Ohio State President?
Yes.
The meeting when you go in?
No. Oh dear. Well, I don't have any idea. Now, I would tend to say, aren't I, and it wasn't I. I might say it wasn't me if I might say it. I probably would try not to.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample or a match.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
Okay, and yeah. A child might say, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
And something you wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen, fountain pen, ballpoint pen.
What about to hold the baby's diaper in place?
Safety pin.
You pronounce those the same?
Yes.
Soup you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
It'd be just
a tie.
It'd be a
brand new suit.
What was the parts of a 3-piece suit?
Coat, pants, and vest.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers, but I would say pants.
What about another name for vest?
Waistcoat.
How's waistcoat
sound?
Is that something
fine? Yes. Generally speaking, I would say a waistcoat is something that a woman wears that's made like a man's vest.
Mm-hmm.
But men can wear waistcoats too. And it's spelled waistcoat.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had, when I was a teenager, waistcoats became very popular for girls to wear. And they started spelling it in the newspapers in advertisements, W-E-S-K-I-T, and we just thought that was hilarious. We couldn't imagine what dumb ad writer had gotten hold of waistcoat and spelled it waistcoat. Obviously, they didn't know what they were talking about. Like some of the people that were trying to spell camisoles when camisoles came back into style recently. And I saw all kinds of spellings for camisole, but not C-A-M-I-S-O-L-E. And we didn't wear camisoles as undergarments, but we wore what we call camisole top dresses, which are sundresses that are made cut straight across under the arms like a strapless dress, but with flat ribbon straps over the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a camisole top or a camisole bodice on a dress. And if you had sundresses made that way, they were camisole dresses. And obviously, people who never heard of camisoles came down here and tried to spell it and were making horrible messes of it.
You should have seen it, the boys' club thing I was at yesterday. They had, you know, the calendar of events, and they were going to play, this is for the swimming thing, it's going to be water polo. It's spelled P-O-L-E-L-O-W.
Water polo.
But no one apparently had noticed. It was good enough, I guess.
Yeah, got the idea over.
What would a man like a farmer wear made out of denim that comes up?
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and
get my coat?
And what
and
it to me?
Bring it to me.
So you say, so he went in and he
brought my coat.
And say, here I have
brought your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit fine.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulgy, bumpy.
Or it makes them do what?
Gape.
Or the word you just used to make them.
What did I just use? Gape open?
Or starts with a B, it makes them
bumpy?